Hello, I'm Oliver Condy, the editor of BBC Music Magazine, and welcome to the BBC Music Podcast. You can buy a copy of the magazine at your local newsagents or download our app to your iPad, Kindle Fire or Android tablet. And for the latest music news and more, head to our website at classical-music.com. In this week's podcast, reviews editor Rebecca Franks joins me in the studio to talk about the July issue's Recording of the Month, a disc of Schumann's piano works, Scenes from Childhood and Forest Scenes, and Janáček's On the Overgrown Path, all three performed by Canadian pianist Marc-André Hamelin on the Hyperion label. This is sort of outside Marc-André Hamelin's sort of virtuosic sort of sphere, isn't it, really? These are deceptively, technically easy pieces.
Yes, this is...
Or easier pieces, should I say.
Yes. Well, I think, and also deceptive's the key word. Yes, this is the first time that he's really recorded Janáček. He's sort of recorded one on sort of a compilation kind of disc with various other pianists, one piece. And obviously he's explored Schumann before on disc, but very much focusing on the bigger works, the Fantasy in C and the Carnaval and Papillon. So this is the first time that he's sort of turned to these... sort of cycles built up of smaller miniatures, and as you say, that seem deceptively simple technically. They're not the sort of big technically virtuosic numbers, but require, I guess, a different kind of virtuosity, a sort of being able to bring out that simplicity, a musical virtuosity, if you like.
Yeah, I mean, certainly within the Janáček, when you have a look at the first movement on the score, it's very sparsely written, very simple. It looks sort of child's play. But I'm amazed at the colours that he brings out and the accentuation of some of the more sort of gritty moments within the music. I mean, it's very, very deep music for the sort of textures.
Yes, I mean, Janáček has this amazing ability, doesn't he, to use not many notes and create a huge impact with them. You know, it's sort of very concentrated in a way that it might be sparsely written, but you get a lot out of it. And in fact, Marc-André Hamelin kind of likened Janáček to Schubert in that way. And as I think as well, and again, this is another parallel to Schubert, I guess, is there is this darkness and there's this sense of growing unease throughout this first book of the On the Overgrown Path pieces.
It's very sort of autobiographical, isn't it? I mean, first of all, there's the sort of sense of loneliness. I think Janáček was quite a lonely man. I don't think there was any sense that he integrated very well with society, and he, suffered the death of a daughter, and he's, you know, his marriage broke down, and I think this is music that is very pained, is very angular, very pained, but because it's sort of quite sparse textures, I think that sort of brings out the loneliness of the music itself.
I've been reading the volume of letters that he wrote later in his life when he was sort of infatuated with the younger married woman, and that loneliness really comes across. You know, he's yearning for another kind of life that he's never really going to have. And I think that does, as you say, comes across in these autobiographical pieces.
Well, let's hear an extract from the first movement of On the Overgrown Path by Janáček. It's called Our Evenings. So that was an extract from Our Evenings from Janáček's On the Overgrown Path. These pieces were firstly sort of written for harmonium. You can imagine the sort of solitary nature of these pieces, performing them in a sort of bleak Czech church, can't you really?
You can actually, yeah.
There's sort of almost someone writing in this sort of pained way, whiling away his time with no one around.
Yeah, and the title actually, it refers to a Moravian wedding song, with the bride lamenting that the path to my mother's has been become overgrown with clover.
Yes.
So it sort of has this folk aspect as well, I guess, which is something else that he was very tapped into.
Well, and they sort of based a lot of them on Moravian folk songs, I think. So there is this sense of sort of, you know, you can really place them, can't you, I think.
And he was also developing at this point his whole idea of speech melody. So listening into people's conversations, notating it and incorporating that into his musical language.
What I find really interesting, actually, about this recording is that, I don't know if you noticed this, but I found that the sound of the piano wasn't quite as rich as perhaps other recordings of richer romantic work. There seems to be a sense that the piano has been restrained a little bit and the sound is quite sparse itself.
A sort of certain austerity to it, maybe. Yeah, but then I think, I guess, on the other side as well, Marc-André Hamelin brings out so many colours and perhaps thinking more about the Schumann now, there are so many little inner lines, inner voices that come out, and I think he really brings so much colour to those and gives each one an individual life.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, if we move to the scenes from childhood, I think the Fast zu Ernst, Almost Too Serious, is a beautiful example of that, where he really brings out the inner lines, but still creates a sense of simplicity. You know, I mean, Marc-André Hamelin makes everything sound easy, but I think with these pieces, he really does craft them exceptionally beautifully, and they come across as very sort of simple sculptures, if you like.
I completely agree. And then, we've got the Waldszene in here, so the forest scenes, and then the Kinderszene, and so the scenes from childhood, which, especially the scenes from childhood, on the face of it, that sounds, you know, like they're simple pieces. In fact, I think they were originally called easy pieces, written when he and Clara were separated in 1838, and these were just these sort of joyous little miniatures, and, you know, with titles like Dreaming and Happy Enough and Night of the Hobby Horse. So they sound simple, but as you say, he gives them this kind of depth and poignancy that make them incredibly moving.
Although you say they sound simple, I mean, the third movement, which I think we'll hear now, Blind Man's Buff, Hessian Man, is actually not easy at all. So that was Hessian Man from Schumann's Scenes from Childhood. Interestingly, I find that the Schumann Waldszenen has a certain sort of Janáček feel to it. There's a certain feeling that these are quite folky, quite relaxed, but there is this underlying tension to it. I think this was the last completed piano collection that Schumann wrote, and this was a man that everyone thought was past his best. Was deeply ill, mentally very unstable. It must be an excruciating time for him.
I agree there's something of Janáček in the kind of, I guess, the unsettled spirit and the sort of slightly elusive quality in a way. If you think back to that first Janáček piece, Our Evenings, it sort of starts with these sort of asymmetric phrases. So you don't get a four-bar phrase, you get a five-bar, and then you get a three-bar. So you sort of feel slightly on edge, if that's the best expression. But and then the first number of Waldszene, and I think you have a similar feeling that you're not quite sure where the ground is. It sort of feels like it doesn't quite start at the beginning. And I think the way that Schumann creates this kind of shifting feeling throughout just is quite unsettling, and I think perhaps does link the two composers.
Certainly with the Eintritt, the entry, I've heard many recordings that treat this as a very jolly entrance into the woods. You know, this is the sort of walking in, it's a beautiful place, you know, a bit of the unknown, but this is nature at its finest and its most beautiful. And yet here, this is trepidation. This is a certain amount of walking into the forest. What's going to happen?
What's going to be in the forest?
Going to be in the forest? Well, and it really does lay the ground, I think, for a very, very interesting treatment of this collection.
Well, even, you know, as well, that idea, I think, on the CD cover, where you have this sort of forest, but it's sort of white, ghostly-looking trees. It's all sort of blue light. And I think there is that sense of that unease, as you say, in the opening.
Should we hear that opening? Thank you. That was the entry from Schumann's Waldszene and all forest scenes. I found the Vogel als Prophet, the bird as prophet, a very mysterious, wonderful
it
movement,
is.
Full of very false notes and full of unexpected twists and turns. And, you know, that's where the Janáček for me really sort of, that's where I think the two really do link.
Mm. It's mesmerising, that, isn't it? I mean, I think that piece has sort of become popular separate from the being part of the cycle, but I think this performance is absolutely exquisite. And you do get the sense of, I mean, the forest for the German romantic composers particularly was a metaphor, you know, for reaching into other realms, for reflecting what was going on inside, kind of the narrator's own internal landscape. And I think Marc-André Hamelin does an incredible job of making sure that we get all those subtleties and depths and the mystery. The mystery is kind of there. Everything feels mysterious.
Mm. Well, let's hear the bird as prophet from Schumann's Forest Scenes, or Waldszenen. So that was an extract from Vogel als Prophet, a bird as prophet from Schumann's Forest Scenes, and that's on the July issues, recording of the month, of Schumann and Janáček, performed by Marc-André Hamelin on the Hyperion label. So join us next month when we'll be talking about the August issues recording of the month. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this BBC Music Magazine podcast, which was produced in our Bristol studio by Jack Fletcher. For more of our podcasts, visit our website at classical-music.com or simply head to iTunes.